Omale Lishmaya. So Rabbi Yana told the Shamish, good, let's get out of here. The Rashbam says, Moshe Choy Sevelech, take me out of here. Les din Tzvilu Melech, this guy does not learn anything. Rashi, Les din Rashbam, Les din Tzvilu Melech. El Allahak Shoyz, this guy, like Rabbi Yudah, only wants to ask questions here. Shein Tzvik Loima, the Dova Kalo Lotarat Klakamon. We meant to say, this kash is not a kash. He asked me a club kash here. Let's get out of here. This guy, like you first you told me he's dressed choshev, and he's a choshev man. Now I see he's neither. He's not dressed fancy, and he's not a choshev man neither. To ask such a question, that's not a question. Choshev man will not ask such a question. But for the Gemara of a time of mind, Gemara wants to know, what's the answer though? Chura is a good question. If you tell me now, Mata, you're learning out the same type of Yerusha that applies by a father, applies by a mother, so maybe there should be a Pasha of a Bechor also by a mother also. Omer Abaye, Abaye answers back, no. Omer Abaye, I tell you, Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, Bechor Asher Yimotze Loi, by the Pasha of a Bechor, that a Bechor gets two portions, it says, Bechor Asher Yimotze Loi, everything that's found by him, says Lashon of Loi, the father, Tzvidashin loy v'loy lo. Only when a father dies, a father's Yerusha is Alocha B'chor takes two. But not when she dies, not when the mother dies. For the Gemara, but V'yema may be Hanimili B'chor Shenos Almona. That's only if a B'chor married an Almona. Then Taka we say, the Din B'chor only applies by the father and not by the mother since she was married once before. But maybe when a Bochor marries a Besula, maybe if a Bochor, they're both getting married the first time, maybe then when they have children, and the mother dies, and she has a Bochor, maybe then the Bochor would get Pishnayim. Because maybe this process only applies when the mother was a second time married. But maybe when the mother is the first time married, maybe then there'll be a din b'chor by her also. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, no. Amakor, the Pasuk says, Reishis Oinoi. The Pasha b'chor means the first of Oinoi of the father. Mashma is the first father's child. Oinoi v'loi Oino. Mashma b'chor only applies the father's first son, and has nothing to do with the mother. Whether it's the mother's first son or not, it doesn't make a difference. There's no din b'chor by the mother, only by the father's Yerusha. For Gemara, no. Ahumi boyle, this drasha of Oinoi, it says, and not Oino, is humi boyle, lebo acha nefolim, to lehevei b'chor l'nachlo. That let's say, first the father had taka a son, but the wife was mapil, and then the second child was alive. So locha is that child is called the bechor for nachla. The locha of neto pishnaim is called the bechor. But says reishis oinoi vidashin's oinoi means it has to be like his first child that stays alive. We dash it from. How do we dash in it? Mi shali boy dovolov. It has to be that somebody that when he's died, when the person died, you felt bad about him. Yotzev, if you had a your wife had a miscarriage, shali boy dovolov. You don't feel bad about it that much. That's the drush of Oinoi. It has to be something that li boy dovolov. It has to be somebody, the chor means, is the first one that's born, that if he will die, you'd bother. Mashenka, if a miscarriage, that does not stop the second one from being a bechor. But the Marim came, if that's the only drush of lay makro, the poster should have said, ki hu reishis oin. Well, bechor means he's the first of his. Ma Oinoi, what's lashon of Oinoi? Shmamina tarti. The drush of tarti. That Oinoi means to teach us that Allah of a Bechor only applies by the Yerusha of a father and not by the Yerusha of a mother. For the more of Yakati still, Eimah, maybe I should say, Hani, Mili, maybe this was said only, Almoin Shenosub Sula, maybe only if the father married once before. He was already married once. And now he's marrying a second time to a wife that was never married yet. Maybe then the Pasuk says Bechor only applies to the father, not to the mother. Avo Bochor, Shenosav Sula, but maybe if the first time both the father and mother are getting married, maybe Hochinam Medishakol, maybe in such a case when the mother dies and she has a Bechor and another son, maybe the Bechor does take two. So how do you know clearly in all cases there's no din Bechor by the Yerusha of the mother? Ella rather must be like this. Ella Omar Rova. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Loi Mishpat HaBechorra. Mishpat HaBechorra Li Ish, for Loi Mishpat HaBechorra Li Isha. That's this Pasuk of Loi. Loi V'loi Lo, Loi Mishpat HaBechorra. The Pasha of a Bechorra only applies Loi to him by a father when a father is mace. Then there's a Pasha of a Bechorra, but not when a mother is mace. When a mother is mace, then there's no Pasha of a Bechorra. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Beis. In the middle of the Gemara says, V'yo'ish es ishta. That's the Mishnah that a husband yashens his wife. And the Rashbam speaks out clearly here, Tedafilu Hecho Dika Ben, even in a case where they have a son, still when the mother dies, the husband yashens the mother, not the son. And it brings a raya, Shrei Habal ain't a korov law, like a husband is not really a korov, still he yashens. You see, the husband goes before kurva. That's been in the Mishnah, that we ish es ishtoi. When the wife dies, and there's a husband alive, the husband yashens his wife. So the Gemara asked the question, Minoha Nemili, how do we know this from? The Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who learned the Brisa says with Dash from the Pasuk, She'eroi zu ishtoi. When the Pasuk says, She'eroi, it means your wife. Malamed comes to teach us from this Pasuk, She'habal yeres es ishtoi. That's this Brisa, that it's a derisitic halacha. Right now we're going the halacha that a husband yashins his wife is midi raisa. So Marius, if so, yochu maybe af hi tirishenu, maybe the opposite way also. When a husband dies and there's a wife alive, maybe the wife should yashin a husband. So Marius says no. Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says v'yorash oiso, that he yashins her. So we dashin, who Yerush Oiso? He, the husband, yashins his wife. But the ain he, Yerushes Oisoi, but she does not yashin his wife. So we dashin from this pasuk. Now the Gemara asks the question, Vohokro lav hochiksivi. The pasuk does not talk like this. The pasuk is not talking about that the husband should yashin his wife. Because really what the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Chav Zayin, like we had before, that the Pasuk says, V'yemein achim li'oviv, if there's no brothers to the father, unesatem es nachalosoi li'sheiroi, hakorav elov, mimim shpachtoi, v'yorash oiso, v'ois lovnei yisro, l'chukas mishpat, l'kashati v'ashem es moisho. So the Pasuk that I was talking about, so if anything, if you want to dash in the word l'sheiroi, should mean the wife, it's mashm here, unesatem es nachalosa l'sheiroi, that you should give the nachla to the wife. So how do you say with dashin from this pasuk that the Yerusha of the wife goes to the husband from the next part of it that says, v'yorash oiso, but from the word l'sheiroi, it's mashmu nesatem es nachalosa l'sheiroi, that you should give your nachla to the wife. So how could you dash from me to dash from the opposite way to say that it means that the husband yashins his wife? So more answers like this. Omer Abayas says tiratochi. Answer the pasuk like this. I think we're going to like split the pasuk in half. Answer like this. V'nosatem es nachalosoi. Skip the word l'sheiroi, and darshin l'korav elov, and give the nachla to somebody that's close to him, like we darshin before, a father yashin's a son. Now, sheiroi, v'yorash oiso, and when there's a wife, what's the loch of a wife? V'yorash oiso, then the loch of a wife is that a husband yashin's his wife. So like splitting this word l'sheiroi, take it out of place, and put it on later as if to say, v'yomesh oisa, that the husband yashrims his wife. See, Imam is splitting the pasuk in half. So this the Gemara asks back, Omar Rava, Rava asks back to Abaya, Sakino Harifa, mystical kroi, like with a sharp knife, can you cut the pasuk in half? And that's not the way you read the pasuk. The pasuk says, Unisatem es nachalosa l'sheiroi. You should give the Yerusha to the sheiroi. So you're telling me now here, sheiroi means the wife, will be mashma, the Yerusha goes to the wife. Elbein has to be the way we dashed before. One Joshua was that the sheiroi means the father. Then the case where a son dies, and he has no sons, so that if his father is alive, the father yashins. So how do we dash from here that it means a husband yashins the wife? So Gemara answers like this. Elo Omar Rav, Rav answers like this. Hochi koma. This is what the pasuk needs to say. Unisatem es nachalas she'eroi loy. That's the way we should read it. Even though it says an extra, it says the word nachalosoi and l'sheiroi, it's like we'll soon see, Kosova, that Rava holds, goyren u'moisifin fedorshin. You like to take off from one word, add on to another word, to make it Russia. It's like here, even though the pasuk says, u'nisatem es nachalosoi l'sheiroi, there's the extra vav on the word nachalosoi. It says, doesn't say nachalas, it says nachalosoi. And it does, the next word is not sheiroi. It says l'sheiroi, so there's a vav and a lamid. So Rav says we should read the pasuk, it means to say like this. Unisatem es nachalas, take out the word vav, sheiroi, the nachlas, to give the nachla of the wife, loitim, like take off the vav from the word nachalosoi, and take off the word lamid from l'sheiroi, and make a loy out of it. And read it, unisatem es nachalas, sheiroi, loy, give the Yerusha of his wife to him. So that's how we dashen that a husband yashens his wife. And that's called the Kosova, Rav holds, we could dashen the Torah of Gurin u'moisifin v'darshen. We could take off and add on to other places. So that's how, that's one way to dashen Pshat Na Mishnah, that a husband yashens his wife. Now the Gemara says, V'hai Tana, another Tana, Maisi Lemihocha. He will learn it out from another Bryce, from another Joshua. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'yorash Oiso, that he yashins her. That's the end of this Pasuk. V'yorash Oiso. So this alone teaches us, Melamed, it comes to teach us, She'abal Yoris Eshishtoi, that a husband yashins his wife. Tufir Rebbe Akiva, these are the words of Rebbe Akiva. From the end of the Pasuk alone, we can learn out that a husband yashins his wife. Rabbi Yishmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein etzorach, I do not have to learn it out from this Pasuk. Harehi Weimer, but rather learn it out from another Pasha in Bamidbar. That at the end of Bamidbar it says, a Pasuk of, V'chol bas, Yoreshes, Nachalos, Nachalo, Mimatois b'nei Yisrael, Li'echot mi'mishpachas. So what? So it says what? That really the Pasuk is talking about there, that when the daughter gets married, she should try and get married into the same Shevet that her father comes from. Let's say her father was from Shevet Reuven, so she should also try and marry a husband from Shevet Reuven. Especially if there are no sons, she's the only daughter. So in the case that she's going to yashin her father from Shevet Reuven, so if her husband is also from Shevet Reuven, the Yerusha will still stay in Shevet Reuven. So in this pasuk I see that when the wife dies, the husband yashins his wife. That's this pasuk of v'chol bas yereshes nachlo mimatos b'nei Yisrael li'acha mimishpocha. So b'hasovas habal akosim medaber. But the pasuk is talking about that when a wife dies, a husband yashins his wife. So therefore, from this pasuk is like teaching us that when a girl looks for a husband, she should look for a husband from the same Shevet as her father. As if to say that when she's going to yashin her father, her chelik will still stay in the same Shevet. Because, true, from here we see that when she will die, her husband will yashin her.
So if she has children, her children will go after her husband, it's also Shevet Reuven. And even if she's not going to have children, her husband would yashin her. So from here we see this klal, bihasovas habal hakosu medaber, that her husband yashins his wife. The Yomer, we have another pasuk also in that parsha that says, to loyti soiv nachlo levnei Yisrael, mi mato al mato, you should not change around the nachlo. Because when you're getting married, you have to be careful that from the Yerushas, the nachlo, the property, should not change from one shevet to another shevet. For Yomer, another pasuk in the same parsha, to loyti soiv nachlo mi mato lamato achar. Also, do not do things to change the Yerusha, the Nachla, from one Shevet to another Shevet. We'll soon explain why we have to bring all these different sukkim for. The world's trying to prove the same thing, that you have to be careful, because the halacha is that when a wife dies, and there is a husband alive, the husband yashins his wife. Therefore, we have to try and make it as best as possible that the Yerusha should still stay in the same Shevet, and not travel from one shevet to another shevet. V'yomer, there's another pasuk in Yeshua that says, V'yelozer ben Aaron meis, and Elozer the son of Aaron died, V'yikberu oisai, and they buried him, V'givas Pinchas benoi, in the place Givas, which belonged to his son Pinchas. Mashma not that this belonged to Eliezer first, and Pinchas yashined it from his father, but rather Pinchas received it from someplace else. How was it? The pshat was, v'chi minayim l'Pinchas lohoyeloy li'Eliezer, how did Pinchas own this, that did not belong to Eliezer before? Ela, from this pasuk we see Melamed comes to teach us, shenosa Pinchas isha, that Pinchas married a wife, umeso, and his wife died, the Yerush, and Pinchas yashined his wife, and from that Yerusha got this place Givas, and this place Givas, that's where Pinchas buried his father Eliezer. So another pasuk that's mashma this Yisayim Yisayim, that a husband yashined his wife. The Yomer, there's another pasuk of Divrei Yovim, Divrei Yomer v'shoguv hoyled es Yor, and Soguv gave birth to Yoyer. Vayihiloy Eswim Vishalish Orim, the Eretz Gilad, and Yoyer owned 23 cities in Eretz Gilad. So Mashmith belonged to himself, and not that he got it from Yerusha, from his father. So the question is, V'chiminayin li Yoyer,